It is a Patriots Friday, and we're joined right now by special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer. He's brought to you by Rate. You can visit S-H-A-N-T, Shant, W-E-E-I.com to learn more, and by McFarland Energy, a Lennox premier dealer. Jeremy Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself? Here in London right now. It's beautiful, about 65, sun's out. It's nice.
Have you been before? Is this your first trip over there?
First trip for a game. I've been over here a couple times due to personal travel, stuff like that. So I love Europe, so I'm excited to be over here right now.
Do you guys have a chance to do anything over there, or is it pretty much the whole schedule all about football?
All about football. Yeah. You know, I think our players will get a little bit of time to go have a, you know, dinner or whatnot probably tonight, but for the most part, we're here, you know, 2 days when you really look at it. So we're locked in, we're here to get a win, and we can always come back to London in the off season in summertime. So we're just here to go get a win.
Well, it sounds like you like to do a lot of traveling. Where is your favorite spot you've traveled to?
Favorite so far? That's a great question. I got two. I would say Greece. I love that. I love the islands out there. Greece is a favorite of mine, and I'd say Croatia after that.
Wow.
Southern Europe. Europe.
Yeah, Mediterranean. You're a Mediterranean man. Mediterranean man is what you are.
Oh my God! What? I wake up, get a little espresso, lay out in the ocean, just lay, and just the salt takes you away, and it's awesome.
Now, these international games have become a norm, and it seems like every team is doing them. Some teams like Jacksonville do multiple of these trips every year. How much does it break up the regular routine from like a normal road trip, or have you guys at this point gotten it to a point where it's pretty similar?
You know what? It's a lot different than a normal week or even a away game because of the time travel. You know, we left last night. We got here in the morning, and basically – we got here and we went right to meetings and right to practice. So it's like your sleep time was on the plane. So our players, it's a tough, I would say tough 24 hours once we get here for those guys to kind of get their body right. They got to practice. I would say by tomorrow they'll be back and ready to rock and roll. But it is totally different because you got to leave, again, 2.5 days early. You got to fly over the country. It's 5-hour time change. It's a lot for those players. For us as coaches, you know, we're just the mental part, so we're ready. For us, it's nothing, but for the players, like I say, it's a lot different.
So no excuses here, but is Jacksonville being there a week early, you think, a pretty big advantage?
Nah, not at all.
Okay.
These guys are professionals. It's a professional. I tell you guys all the time, like, we're professionals, they're professionals, they're here early, but it doesn't matter. You know what, they're in a hotel all week, so you can say they want to be with their families, they want to be with their loved ones, but they're not. So they're probably going a little stir crazy just hanging out in the hotel all day.
Ditch the family, maybe that's an advantage, you never know. One more on London real quick, and then I promise we'll get more to the game. Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, didn't rule out there could one day be a Super Bowl internationally, maybe in London. Would you be on board with that? Would you be okay with that?
I would 100% be on board with that. That'd be awesome. You know, I think the NFL is an international. It's becoming an international game, and the more and more you venture out to these international cities, it's good. It's good for the NFL. It's also good for getting better competition throughout the world, just like basketball, baseball, and things like that. And I think 5-10 years from now, I think you're going to see a lot more guys from Europe and other countries excelling in the sport because it's gone international. So I think it's a good thing.
A couple weeks ago, Joey Sly set a team record with a 63-yard field goal, and I feel like every time I watch a game now, it's 50-yard field goals all the time, 60-yard field goals are going through. Do you have any theory as to why over the last couple of years, 50- and 60-yard field goals are much more the norm than they used to be?
It's just a plain simple fact that these kids are growing up being kickers 24-7. It's become their niche, and it's become something they work on year-round. Whereas, you know, 20, 30 years ago, even 15 years ago, they were not doing that. They were playing the safety or the receiver position. So it's become the norm because they're working around it year-round, and they're becoming better at specialized at that position. So I think that's going to continue to increase throughout the years.
How deep – now, I guess it depends on, wind and, you know, everything else. But on a controlled environment, how deep would you guys be willing to attempt a Sly field goal?
For us, I think 65 yards would be the deepest right now.
Wow.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that'll get you to perk up a little bit on your couch.
Yeah, 65. If Joey's feeling good, man, and he's on it, 65 for sure.
I like it. I was just double-checking the number. I think you guys had 6 kick returns last week. I think there have been more and more return. Like, the number of touchbacks is coming down a little bit week over week.
Yep.
Yep. Is that something you'd expect more of as the year goes along, as people get more used to it? Are you expecting to return more kicks?
100%. I think as the weather changes and as guys are figuring out what you can do on kickoff and how much little you can probably do on kickoff return, you're going to see more guys kicking off, because you know that ultimately kickoff is probably going to have the advantage over the kickoff return team at the end of the day. So, yes, I do see that. And look, in our game, too, you know, Houston did a phenomenal job on us. We averaged, what, 23 yards of return. We did not have a good game. And they just kicked it off, and they played football, and they beat us fair and square. But I think you see that around the league a little bit more often. Now, again, a lot of those teams that are covering a lot, they are giving up every now and then a 60, a 50, something like that. But does it trump, you know, you're covering 40 kicks, and out of those 40, you only give up one big one. So you're actually doing a really good job field position-wise.
Jeremy, I'm curious about this as well. I think it's two games now. You guys have started with a penalty on special teams, the opener against Cincinnati, and then last week. I know Jerod Mayo has talked about becoming more disciplined, buttoning some of that up. What are you guys doing to button that up this week?
Yeah, doing some things like switching some guys around. Guys that have become more dependable as the season has gone on, they're going to play instead of some other guys. And then also just harping on the little things in practice. When a guy makes a mistake in practice, you know, it's not a little thing. It's a big thing, because those little things, you let them get away with it. You know, if I let them get away with it, then that little thing becomes a big thing in a game, like a penalty, like a fool's penalty, where they're controllable penalties, penalties that we can control. Like it's 12 on the field or a guy leaving early on a kickoff when the rule doesn't state that. That's first and foremost on me. And then so I got to make sure I'm on those guys a little harder in practice. And then we got to make sure we also hold everybody accountable and put the right guys on the field as well.
Has there been any thought to having Marcus Jones return kicks? Because he's so good at returning punts. He's electric with the ball in his hands. And, you know, I just feel like compared to Jamichael Hasty, he might be a guy that could rip off some big plays.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Marcus is one of those guys that can definitely do it and be good at it. I just think when you look at the play itself and how hard some of those guys are getting hit on kickoff, I mean, there's some real collisions going on around the league. And the last thing I would want is our starting punt returner and our starter on defense to maybe take that one shot to where he's out, you know, hurts his shoulder, hurts the groin or something like that, and he's out for the remainder of the year because of that. You know, whereas I can get somebody in there that's a tough runner, that's a downhill guy, and get us good yardage right there. It's just all about the player safety part of it and how valuable he is on defense, let alone punt return, because punt return is it's just like punt. Those two, punt and punt return, are the most important. You got to have make sure the ball security there is phenomenal, and he has all those attributes where he's that important for us on punt return.
Do you have a favorite kick returner? You know, like a Devin Hester or Dante Hall. Somebody, did you have somebody who you liked watching growing up?
Yeah. Devin Hester was definitely number one. I liked Dwayne Harris. You know, so I was a Cowboys guy growing up. Harris played for the Cowboys for a little bit. So, yeah, Dwayne Harris was a big fan of mine. I was a big fan of his.
You know who I liked on the Cowboys? He wasn't a returner. He's a special teams guy, though. Who was the Shark? Was it Kenneth Gantt? Who was that? Where he'd run around with, like, the Shark thing before the kickoffs? Yeah, you guys should bring that back.
Yeah, I think it's
they had Billy Bates too.
Billy Bates. Yeah, killer. Right, yeah, he'd cover a kick.
I haven't heard that name in forever.
Yeah, wow, bring that back. We need like pre kickoff like guys running around hunting
like
the other
that.
Team. We need to bring that
back.
That's
good.
Maybe you can do that for us.
We need to move back to the 30. Then we need to move back to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, good point. That's a good point. All right, you got us there. Jeremy Springer, special teams coordinator. Good luck on Sunday. Enjoy the trip to London, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hold it down there in Boston.